and you're on Classically Kids on 3MBS FM. We are very excited here in the Classically Kids studio because we have some special guests, and we're going to be talking a little bit about a concert which is happening next weekend, and it's quite an unusual concert with the Australian Discovery Orchestra. Our first guest that we're going to talk to this morning is Daphne Prieto. And Daphne, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You are very, very welcome. And so, Daphne, you're a music teacher.
Yes.
How long have you been teaching music for?
Over 40 years.
That's quite a long time.
Yes.
So you must know what you're doing by now. How many students do you have currently?
I do teach at a school and I have about 28 students, and then I come home after school and I also have about 25. So that's...
You have a very busy week.
Yes, I do have a busy week, yes.
So do you teach across all age ranges and
Yes,
abilities?
I start at the age of 3 and I go up. I've got an older girl doing her AMSA exam, so she's in year 9, yes.
Wow. And so I recently read a beautiful quote from the father of artificial intelligence, English computer scientist Alan Turing. He once said, "Sometimes it is the people no one can imagine anything of who do the things no one can imagine." Now, how does this relate to your students?
It's very, very true.
So tell us about the your student body.
I have my special students, and they never cease to amaze me with their abilities that come out of them. I think if one looks at there's a very famous student. He's the nephew of Camilla Parke Bowles, and he's blind and autistic. And I've met him, and he can play any song you throw at him in any key and transpose it and just perform it and in public. And these students also show the same musical abilities. They can often transpose. They've all got perfect pitch. Mm. Their auditory memories are phenomenal. Just the list goes on. Those that even without language can still pick out and play the piano incredibly well. And you will see one of these next week. Although he's got no formal language, he'll be performing sort of a little mini concerto with the orchestra. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And what are some of the challenges of teaching students on the autism spectrum?
Many of them are not so compliant with their behavioural aspects. They don't like to be corrected very well. And so you, as a teacher, you have to watch sort of how you use your language so that they doesn't lead to any anxiety or stress on the part of the student, because perhaps the anxiety levels and the stress levels are at their utmost in these students, and that's something you have to try and avoid in lessons as much as you possibly can to get the best from the students.
It sounds like in that situation a relationship like that would be great for helping with anxiety levels, because you're getting to know students and
you're
you
exactly
understand
right. Yeah.
what helps them to feel relaxed enough
yes.
to play.
You're exactly right. That relationship is really 99% of the lesson. And I'm also very fortunate that I have the parents on side with me all the time. And that is my relationship with the parents and the children is really foremost for getting anything done.
Fantastic.
And did you just have one student at the beginning with that special ability, or did you purposefully go into this as a...
I actually studied music therapy. I had a Arts Council grant in 1973. It goes back a long time. And I studied music therapy with the originator of music therapy in the world was Juliet Elvin. And so I studied with her, and then I came back to Melbourne and I did want to set up music therapy at the Children's Hospital, but they'd never heard of it. And so a close friend of mine had a friend who was the head of Caulfield Rehabilitation Hospital, so I ended up setting up music therapy there and working with adults, which really wasn't quite my field. Life took its hold. I had 4 children, married, and I brought up 4 children. And then one day at when I was at school, a parent asked me, she had a son with autism. I was teaching the daughter of that child at school, and the teacher of this boy had fallen ill. And she said, would I teach him? And I have just stopped teaching him, and that's over 25 years ago.
Wow.
So it began by accident, and then it's just accumulated in its time. It's been by word of mouth. An old lecturer of mine from Melbourne University was in examining two of my students doing grade 4 and grade 5 at the Amy B, and he rang me up one night and said, Daphne, would you present your work at Bologna at the ISMAE conference? And I said to him, what work? I had never thought of it as being anything. And really since that, where I started to formulate my thoughts, things have grown. So that was 2008 that I presented in Bologna. So it's really the last 10 years that it's blossomed into something. Yes.
And can you tell us about the Keys to Life Foundation?
This is started by a parent of an older student, and the organisation would like to, it does help me with developing courses to teach teachers how to teach and support us through everything. It is a foundation now, and they have money, so we can now give scholarships to students as well.
Brilliant. Now we have two of your students here in the studio today. So welcome to Lily.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sorry, I'll just turn your microphone on there. And also April. Hello.
Yeah, I find that this is a great opportunity because since I haven't been on radio before.
Well, you're very welcome. Yes. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Now, how old are both of you?
So I'm 14
and I'm 12.
Great. And which instruments are you playing?
So, Lily, what instrument do you... Instruments, it's a plural, isn't it?
Yeah. The instruments I play are piano, trumpet and voice.
And, April, what instruments do you play?
So the instruments I play are piano, flute and piccolo.
Do either of you have a favourite instrument? Lily, do you have a favourite of those three?
No, I can't really pick a favourite.
They're all pretty good. They're all pretty good. What is the same for you, April?
Although I really love the sound of the flute.
Yeah.
It's very warm.
It is very warm, isn't it? Yeah. And I can imagine it would be quite satisfying to play as well because you're using your...
Yeah, and the piccolo is quite shrill.
Yes. So you get to be nice and mellow with the flute.
Yes.
Now, how much do you practice each week? If you've got three instruments, there must be a lot of practice you need to do.
I try to practice most days and, I usually would practice most days with most of my instruments.
Mm. How long for each instrument?
I'd say about 15 minutes each practice.
Now, your dad is standing here, so we can double check that. That's excellent, a good amount of time. And what about you, April?
So the piano, I try to practice it every day for at least an hour. The flute and the piccolo, I practice for about half an hour.
Amazing.
So
great.
Every second day.
So, April, well, both of you are playing in this concert next week. So, April, I believe you're going to be performing with a 60-piece orchestra.
Yes, that's true.
Great. And what's the work that you're going to play?
So I'm going to be playing Fantasia and Greensleeves by Ralph Vaughan Williams.
Okay. So we actually have a version of that ready to play today. This one is the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Malcolm Sargent. It's Fantasia on Greensleeves.
Thank you.
And that was Ralph Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on Greensleeves of the London Symphony Orchestra. But next weekend, it will be performed by April. And I believe it's done for two pianos and orchestra. Who's playing the other piano?
So my younger brother, Caleb, is playing the second part, the piano, and I'm playing the first.
Fantastic. So I've got two daughters who sometimes sit at the piano and they kind of don't get along very well necessarily. They say, no, you stop. How do you and your brother go at the piano together?
So we work pretty well as a team.
Great.
Except that usually I'm the one who's leading my brother.
Well, you're older, yes. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So I have to, since I'm the older one, I have to pave the way.
Indeed.
I bet you're doing a good job, April.
So, Lily, what work are you going to be performing?
I'm performing Elegy by Shostakovich.
And tell us, how did you come to have that as your performance piece?
Well, actually, Miss Daphne, like, there were five pieces, and we chose from the five pieces, and Elegy. I liked Elegy because of the, I kind of liked the feelings it provoked and all the different harmonies in it, so I chose that one.
Wonderful.
And this is with the orchestra as well?
Yes.
How does it feel playing with a 60-piece orchestra?
Well, I haven't played with the orchestra for this piece yet, but I have, like, I play in bands at school, so I'm kind of used to playing a piece with lots of different instruments added. But, yeah, it's pretty amazing, all of the different layers and parts that you add to a song.
Mm. So you're really like a concerto soloist.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a great opportunity. So we should tell all of our listeners about the concert that is coming up. So it is the Australian Discovery Orchestra with the students of Keys to Life. And it's on next Sunday, the 27th of October at 2 o'clock. It's at Scotch College in Hawthorne and highly recommended to come. It's I think it's about a 60-piece orchestra. And then how many students will there be as well?
I think all my students will be playing. I think we're about 25 all in all. One student's driving down from Canberra to be in this concert as well. She has some cerebral palsy, and I've known her since she was 4, and they've just moved up to Canberra, and we Skype every week for lessons.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so we are going to hear the Shostakovich Elegy that Lily will be playing next weekend. This version is the Australian Chamber Orchestra, with Richard Tognetti conducting. was the Australian Chamber Orchestra performing Elegy by Dmitri Shostakovich. We're here in Classically Kids studio with three very special guests, April, Lily and Daphne. Daphne, how did you come together with the Australian Discovery Orchestra, with whom your students will be performing next week?
Well, last year I was asked to give a talk at Scotch College and to music staff, and Janine was in the audience and she asked for my details and then came to see me just before Christmas. And when she came to see me, she said, would my students like to sit and listen to a concert? And I said, well, they often do that because when I have concerts yearly, they're a fantastic audience, but they'd probably like, they could possibly play with an orchestra. And I didn't know anything about the Discovery Orchestra at that time at all. And then she told me that her husband conducted the Discovery Orchestra and would my students like to play? And I nearly collapsed in amazement. It's an incredible opportunity that we're going to have with these children. Yeah.
Great. So the Australian Discovery Orchestra, that's Kevin Purcell, who's the conductor.
He's conductor, yes.
And so this is, they bill themselves as Australia's most innovative orchestra. So they certainly are open to doing different things. They've got 68 professional musicians from across the country. They perform several times a year doing different things, and they're quite passionate about live performance, but they also do other methods of performance, whether it's online or other kind of things. So do look out for the Australian Discovery Orchestra, and do go to their concert with Daphne's students next Sunday. So what can people expect at the concert on Sunday?
Be surprised and amazed at what young students can achieve, and especially with music.
Brilliant. So, Lily, thank you so much for coming into the studio. You got a few hours of practice this weekend.
Yeah, probably.
And do you get to get together with the orchestra before the day?
Yes, I think we have a rehearsal the day before the concert on the Saturday afternoon.
That will be very exciting. And April, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Do you get nervous before a big performance like next week?
Not very often.
Excellent.
Usually I just feel normal.
Great.
Brilliant. Great. And also at the concert next week is the principal violin from the Discovery Orchestra, Marianne Rothschild, and she'll be performing The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams, which we actually played on Classically Kids just a few weeks ago. So thank you all very much for coming to the studio. Good luck next weekend, and to certainly encourage all of our listeners to get along to the concert.